Communication in marriage is not just exchanging information. It is covenant care. A husband and wife are not business partners trying to manage a household. They are two embodied souls joined before God. That means words matter, tone matters, timing matters, facial expressions matter, silence matters. Even a sigh can become a message. In Christian marriage, communication is one of the ways love becomes visible. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." That is true in a home. Words can open the heart or they can close it. Words can bring safety or they can create fear. Words can invite repentance or they can stir defensiveness. Many couples think their main problem is that they do not communicate, but often they communicate constantly. They communicate through irritation, sarcasm, avoidance, coldness, exaggeration, interruption, and withdrawal. The issue is not simply whether words are being spoken. The deeper question is, are our words caring for the covenant? Covenant communication begins with this posture. You are not my enemy. You are my spouse. We are one flesh. I want to understand before I defend myself. James 1:19 gives a wise pattern. Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Swift to hear means I do not assume I already know what my spouse means. Slow to speak means I do not use the first sharp sentence that rises inside me. Slow to anger means I let the Holy Spirit govern my reaction before my reaction governs the room. This does not mean avoiding hard conversations. Covenant care is not fake peace. Sometimes love must say, "This hurt me." Sometimes love must say, "We need to talk about what keeps happening." Sometimes love must say, "I am not okay with this pattern." But covenant care speaks truth in a way that seeks restoration, not victory. A couple can ask simple questions. What did you hear me say? What were you feeling when that happened? What do you need me to understand? What part of this is about today, and what part is older than today? Those questions slow the conversation down. They help the couple listen beneath the surface. Christian marriage communication is not about winning the argument. It is about guarding the union. When words become weapons, the covenant suffers. When words become bridges, love has room to grow. So begin here. Before you speak, ask, will these words help us tell the truth in love? That question can change the whole atmosphere of a marriage.